Happy New Year, happy holidays, everybody. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had this last year around the case against Brian Koberger.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Do we have an alibi in the case of Brian Koberger? Well, that all depends how you want to read the tea leaves. Because that's very much open for debate still. The deadline passing just yesterday for his defense to submit an alibi, and they did submit something. I would hardly call it an alibi other than just another generic blank statement that makes little to no sense in the world of reality. Now, this could easily be a defense attorney vigorously defending their client as they are sworn to do. It could also be Brian Koberger being the narcissistic madman that we have sort of started to come to assume he may be. This is the individual who from the beginning has been saying they're looking forward to being exonerated. Now, take that with a grain of salt, obviously. People who are being charged with crimes often make statements like that, but some pretty big grandstanding here of having answers to where he was, an alibi that will exonerate him. And one would think that if you have such evidence, you bring that to the table now. You don't wait to go to trial. You don't wait for cross-examination. You don't wait for proposing evidence that can be interpreted by a jury. If you have hard factual evidence showing that you were indeed somewhere else, being corroborated by other people, you bring that to light before trial, because a judge can take a look at that and go, okay, this can be verified. We can drop these charges. We should be looking elsewhere. However, that's not exactly what's been going on here. So, obviously, we're going back to November of 2022 when the alleged murders took place at the University of Idaho. The four students brutally slaughtered in their home on King Road. Brian Koberger being charged with the crime and a lot of evidence mounting against him for this crime, including his phone being triangulated back to the home, a pattern of behavior of stalking of these students, as well as his phone. And this is one of the most, I think, damning pieces of it. His phone turning off during the times of the crime. It showed him traveling in the middle of the night towards the home, then turns off. And then it shows him leaving the area when his phone turns back on after the crime has been committed. Did he just happen to want to drive to Moscow, Idaho, from where he was staying, take the 25-minute drive to get some Taco Bell in the middle of the night, and it happened to be near the house? Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably not the case. But you know, innocent until proven guilty. So where's the Taco Bell receipt? Where's the evidence? Whatever it is, tell us, dear Brian, where the hell you were. The defense court filing came as a cliffhanger conclusion to the accused's 10-day window under Idaho law to provide the written statement about his whereabouts during the time of the alleged crime. The right to offer an alibi is a legal tactic in which the defendant argues that they were at a different location during the crime, and then it's often supported by witness testimony or other evidence. Yet, Koberger, who still claims going to be exonerated, he chose not to exercise this right in full, opting instead to remain silent on his location specifics. Noticing a trend here? Not coming up with any reasonable or logical answers, just staying silent and making large, sweeping allegations or claims about oneself that really have nothing to support them. The rationale behind this move is unclear at this moment. In the same court filing, Koberger's defense attorney, Ann Taylor, confirmed that Koberger maintains his right to silence and may consider testifying in his defense during the trial. That's usually a last ditch. Oh my God, there's no chance in hell. So we're going to do the Hail Mary here. I'm guessing he's remaining silent because he sounds like an incompetent fool when talking about what exactly went on that day. Taylor's filings also included that the defense team is steadfast in the pursuit of the case and is continuously investigating and preparing for the trial, which is still slated for October 2nd of 2023 at the Lado County Court. Despite choosing not to divulge an alibi, Koberger has made that veiled hint that he has evidence placing him elsewhere at the time of the murders. Okay, where is that evidence? His attorney stated that the evidence corroborating his presence at a location other than the King Road address would be revealed according to discovery and evidentiary rules. While these claims are yet to be substantiated, they add an intriguing twist to an already captivating case. Koberger defense team has also thrown that wrench into the proceedings by suggesting that DNA evidence incriminating Koberger might have been planted at the crime scene. In a separate court filing, the defense suggested that law enforcement officials might have placed Koberger's DNA on the knife sheath left behind at the crime scene. Yes, they're going the OJ route. When all else, let's get a glove involved too, shall we? Oh, wait, they did find one outside. They are talking about, yeah, okay. The court filing suggesting the potential evidence that shows the presence of Koberger at a different location during the murders and the questioning of the validity of the DNA evidence both occurred ahead of the alibi submission deadline. Developments suggest that Koberger's defense team may be employing a strategy of simply sowing seeds of doubt. Sounds a little fancier when you say it like that, other than let's throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Because that very much is what is happening at this moment in time. I think it's also very important to take a look at the wording that was used in this document. I have it pulled up right over here, and we can go through the whole thing again. But we've covered most of it. The biggest part in this document is the very last sentence that stands out to me. It says, it is anticipated this evidence may be offered by way of cross-examination of witnesses produced by the state, as well as calling expert witnesses. Notice the term may. May be offered. Not will be. May. We may. We may figure something out between now and October that says someone saw you at a Big Boy in Des Moines. it's just... If you have it, if you have evidence showing that you were not at this crime scene, you'd be raising your hand back in November, screaming at the top of your lungs, I was not there. This can prove it. You did not do that. You have not done that. You are probably never going to do that because you'd be making the shit up at that point. Instead, Mr. Koberger, I believe, is on the ride, and we're all the characters that the ride is passing through. It's like a Disney ride. He's going through the carts and the scenes, and there's all of us on this side, that side, going, look at the crazy man, as he enjoys his ride all the way to federal prison for the rest of his life, or maybe to a firing squad. But the belief of this podcaster right here is that man is going to soak in and enjoy every moment of the ride until he meets the bullet.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on this or any of the cases that we are following for you? We have a phone number for that, 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. We would love to hear your feedback and may use it on a future episode of the show. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on this or any case that we're following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.